To France now, we're just 5 months after President François Hollande took office. Many French now wonder if he's delivering what they voted for. The new president's ratings have plummeted, and his once lauded steady approach has been criticized as dithering. And NPR's Eleanor Beardsley says even his supporters have taken to the streets.
These left-wing protesters shouting Résistance in the streets of Paris this month voted for Hollande 5 months ago. But now they say he's betrayed them. They're protesting against the European Fiscal Treaty approved this week by the socialist-dominated French Parliament. On the campaign trail, Hollande promised to renegotiate the austerity treaty to add a growth component. Protesters here say he didn't change one comma of it. Now Hollande insists the country must cut spending and reduce its deficit. Those are the same goals as the unpopular president they voted out of office, says 18-year-old Virgil Leblanc.
Donc les Français ont voté à l'élection présidentielle il y a à peine quelques mois.
The French voted just a few months ago to change the direction the country was heading. But our efforts were obviously pointless because Hollande is pushing the country towards austerity, just like Nicolas Sarkozy.
The title of leading news magazine L'Express reads, "Look who's been cuckolded by Hollande." First among them, it says, are civil servants. One of Hollande's main campaign promises was to hire tens of thousands of new teachers and police officers. What he didn't say was that he'd shrink the size of other ministries to do so. Granted, keeping campaign promises in the middle of a Europe-wide recession and debt crisis was never going to be easy. French steel workers welded themselves inside a plant slated to be closed, and auto unions set off fireworks as they tried to storm the Paris car show this week.
An angry demonstration by car workers out front of the Paris car show, which they've shut down. They're trying to break in through the gates. They're very angry about plant closures, and they're very disappointed in the Hollande government. They say it's the exact same thing as Sarkozy. He's continuing politics of supporting big banks and capitalism and nothing for the workers.
Peugeot Citroën worker Alain Blazard says it's outrageous that the company plans to close a major plant and lay off 8,000 workers, and that Hollande is doing nothing about it.
Peugeot, c'est 6 milliards de dividendes qui sont baladés en 10 ans.
Peugeot decided to pay out 6 billion euros in dividends to stockholders over the last decade instead of investing in new markets to develop the company. And now we, the ones who actually make the cars, are paying for it.
The anger against Hollande is not just over the economy. The ecologists are furious after a member of his government called nuclear power an industry of the future, contrary to Hollande's campaign promise to reduce it. And Hollande has also taken flak for his inaction on the world stage. Even flamboyant leftist philosopher Bernard-Henri Lévy has piled on. After convincing Sarkozy to bomb Libya's Muammar Gaddafi, Lévy says he's deeply disappointed that Hollande has done nothing about Syria's dictator Bashar al-Assad. In just 5 months, Hollande's ratings have dropped from 61 to 40%, a record plunge for a first-term president. And a poll out this week shows that more French people would rather see Sarkozy back in office. It's not just voters on the far left who are disappointed by Hollande. The café scene in the Bastille neighborhood of Paris is a favorite hangout of well-heeled socialists known as caviar gauche. These upper-middle-class Hollande supporters aren't thrilled to see their taxes going up, but it's more a feeling that nothing is happening, says consultant Monique Degout.
Je pense que l'erreur a été de vouloir se mettre en...
Hollande's big mistake was to cast himself as the opposite of Nicolas Sarkozy in every way, because now people are saying he doesn't even have a plan. And it was better before when there was at least energy and action.
Even Hollande's slogan, a normal president, once a positive contrast to Sarkozy's frenziedness, has become a badge of mediocrity. But Degout believes the French need to give Hollande more time to prove himself. After all, she says, running a country is not some sort of theatrical show, and a president shouldn't have to do a trapeze act every day to prove himself. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.